Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the tide. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got nothing to hide. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? You said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
So excited to come before you again. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. This is our kickoff show that we have every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we're so excited to come before you. I'm going to thank those individuals who joined me when we started the show off, and I appreciate you taking the opportunity. I tried to give you a wave, and I did do that on Facebook Live. We also are live on Instagram, as well as Blog Talk Radio. You heard the introduction. We do not own the rights to the music, but we want to give you some nice music. When he do it, he will do it. We know he will. So the thing about it, we're coming to you from a different angle. We're bringing sports to you from the hottest topics that occurred throughout the week. Talking Sports Plus is the voice of historical black colleges, universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So I'm very excited about having the opportunity to come before you on this wonderful Wednesday, some people call hump day. So we looking for an awesome show tonight. We're looking to have a great time tonight. Now our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link to listen to the show, well, it's this show right here now. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, and you want to just go and just call in, you can call in, or you can go to the web link and just hear the show. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Productions. So, again, being here before you is a great opportunity. It's a vehicle to share our thoughts as experts about historical black colleges, universities, high school and middle school athletics. So we're so excited. Now, also, you can email us at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. You also can go to the Twitter and you can tweet us, and that's talkingsportsplus with the number one, or at Lorenza D. Smith. Again, now, to this kickoff show, we get started. We talk about some of the topics that you're going to hear on our show that's scheduled to come on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And my co-host for that show is Coach Tony Stallworth, Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Dara E. Train Elliott, radio personality, as well as the millennium of the show, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. We're going to bring you some expertise about the topics that are going on in sports this week. We're going to talk about the situation at Ohio State University, which a lot of went on last week, but we're waiting on some results there. We're going to talk about the situation at the University of Maryland, and we want to also offer our prayers and our condolences to the family. McNair, the young man that lost his life at the University of Maryland. He was a football player, age 19 years old, from heat exhaustion or had a heat stroke, and they did not treat him to the level he should have been treated. And there's a young life gone, and we just have to just hold those individuals accountable. We had the strength coach to resign at the University of Maryland. The president came on yesterday, broadcasting live in a press conference. University of Maryland taking total responsibility. It's good to see that happen instead of trying to cover it up and trying to hide and try to blame somebody else. They took the responsibility of what happened. That's not going to bring the young man back. But also, we got to keep in mind, what it does allow us to do is to begin to be transparent. And this is what this show is all about, being transparent. So we're going to talk about subjects that a lot of people don't want to talk about. One of the things that our talking heads and our pundits do throughout the day on all the sports talk shows, they talk about your Power of Five, your Group of Five, but most of the time never talk about historical black colleges and universities, and definitely don't step in that realm of high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We have various topics on our log tonight, so we're going to bring it to you. But I'm going to give you just sort of like a preview of exactly what we're going to talk about tonight. So what I want you to do is to call in. If you got some thoughts in regard, just call in and say hello to us. Share some good words with us. Whatever you have to say, do that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to take an opportunity to also, again, email us at talkofsportsplus@gmail.com. You can email us, and we'll just respond to just as quick if you call on the show. But we prefer you to call in because we want you to be a major part of it. We want to know about your school, your high school, your middle school, your historical black college and university. We want to know about your Power Five school or your Group of Five school. We want you to share your thoughts. This is the vehicle for us, so we're excited to bring this before you, give you an opportunity to share your expertise, because I know you have it, and I'm just awaiting your thoughts, and I'm awaiting your ideas about some of the topics we're going to talk about tonight. The title of our show tonight is It's Time for Some Football. And I know we have some people that we go through those 4, 5, or 6 months to the championship game. Then we get geared up to recruiting. Then we have the summer. Summer is quiet, all except this summer. We had a lot of things occur this summer, and we're going to talk about those topics as we go through our kickoff show, and then when we get to our show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We come to you every Wednesday, and we share our thoughts about the various topics. We call them hot button topics, and we talk about them. We share our thoughts, and we want you to come and share your thoughts. If you have some things you want to share, and you're here on Facebook with us, as well as Instagram, either Anchor's Podcast, you can do it how you feel. We're willing to listen to what you have to say because we want you to be a part of the show. Now, if you decide to call in and we want to play a major part in this show, what we actually do, once you call in at 347-857-4192, we do actually then, if you got some thoughts or some expertise about what we're talking about, we want you to press 1. Once you press 1, we will identify you. with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll ask you to come on and identify yourself and your location. So, again, this is a great vehicle to talk about historical black college and university. Talk about your school. So we're open to hearing what you have to say, but that's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you want to call in right now, you have the availability to call in now and share your thoughts, and we're looking forward to hearing from you by using the call-in number. For those individuals on Facebook and Instagram, the number is over my left shoulder. You can see it. As well as you see a football that was created, and it's at Alabama State University. Alumnus up there, former player up there, so very excited about having that opportunity to further my education after high school, and proud to have that over my left shoulder. But you also have the banner, and that's Talking Sports Plus, and that's what we're all about. We want to give you the plus side of it. That's why you would ask the question, why would I take time to listen to your show, Dr. Smith? Well, we're going to give you the plus side. We're going to talk some historical black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in all of the southeastern part of the United States. So no matter where you're listening to us or where you're located, call us and share your thoughts on. Let's look at our title. It's time for some football. And I know you're excited. And I said we have several people that join us, and I try to make a point to wave to those individuals, let them know that I see you are here with us, and we do appreciate you joining us. And hopefully you will do the same at 8 o'clock. Central Standard Time, you can call in with the call-in number. We're going to look at Nick Saban. We're going to look at the University of Alabama. And one of the things we wanted to address is that quarterback controversy. We know the quarterback controversy between Jalen and Tua have gotten to a point where there have been some things said by Jalen in a moment when he shared his personal feelings, how he felt that the university and the coaching staff, no one came to him and talked. Everybody wanted to down and put him down. And I applaud it because we're dealing with a new breed of young athletes. These athletes are not just going to be quiet. If they have to say something away at the University of Alabama, wherever they may be, whether it's San Antonio Spurs or whatever, because those are young millennials as well. And those millennials will say, well, as a coach, we have to adjust. So our question and our topic is going to be, is Nick Saban mishandling the quarterback situation at the University of Alabama? We want you to share your thoughts. Call in. You can call in now and share your thoughts because I'm willing to listen to what you have to say. Because my point of view, I personally feel, is not being handled correctly based on what I'm hearing coming out some of the camps, coming out some of the players that are tweeting certain things out, saying that this is not being handled right. It's to the point where they had to have a players-only meeting. When you start having a players-only meeting, that means that some things are going on and it needs to be pulled together and done right. Now, is he mishandling by not naming a quarterback? Since everybody else, the talking heads and the pundits have officially from East Coast, West Coast, North and South said there's going to be Tua. And the purpose is you're going to just – and Nick Saban keeps saying, well, we're trying to make sure they win it on the field. That was one statement that was made. There was another statement made about whoever win over the team. Now, we're dealing with a situation here. We're changing the narrative. And that's why I question, well, if he's handling it like he's supposed to handle it. And that's my point of view about that. I think it needs to be handled better. I think it should have been some communication done. When the player comes out nationally and says that it was not handled correctly in his eyes by not coming to him, then there's a problem. Let's address that problem. And I'm quite sure Nick Saban has addressed it, but is it a little bit too late with the situation? Because even the player said the narrative, that was a narrative he was discussing, and said it's already been set. And I don't think when you're talking about a quarterback battle and you already made your mind up, go on, name the quarterback. It's going to be Tua, name it. That's not so much there's been some history with that kind of situation going on at the University of Alabama to the point where players been just held around until the ladies say so the player couldn't transfer. I'm not saying Jalen is going to transfer or Tua is going to transfer, but I'm saying it's a battle. Make a decision so you can feed in and give all the talking heads and the pundits what they want. Because basically everybody thinks. We even got a Westgate odds that 4-1 saying that Tua will win the Heisman Trophy. He only played a quarter, half. We got to see in this situation when you're going against plan defense against what you do. You know, they have the spring results. I got some results came out on Saturday about the spring results. Tua threw 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. Jalen threw 3 interceptions and no touchdowns. Then I looked at some of the names that caught the touchdown. It wasn't Devontae Smith. It wasn't Henry Love. It wasn't the normal tight end. So who are you throwing the ball to? What is going on? We just want to know. We're fans. We're excited about football. We're just ready for some football, and we don't want the drama that goes along with the football. So the question is, Nick Saban mishandling this quarterback battle at the University of Alabama? We want to know your thoughts. So you can call in now. Share your thoughts right now by calling 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify you by the last 4 digits of your cell, a telephone number. Then I will allow you to and ask you to, not allow, but ask you to give me your name and your location. Then jump in and share your thoughts about whether or not the University of Alabama is mishandling this situation, or Nick Saban in particular. Because, you know, sometimes people get very upset saying that, you know, when you say something about Nick Saban, you know, he can't make mistakes. But one thing I applauded Nick Saban, because I heard him in an interview on ESPN recently, and they was asking him, as well as Coach K out of Duke, how do you deal with the millennials? How do you deal with the young athletes? And one of the things he said, and I admired him when he said it, he said, you know, we all have to adjust. And we're not going to change our philosophy, but what we're going to do, we're going to adjust to exactly what gets our young people to respond. And he said one of the things when he directed them to do something, and he noted what young people have a famous thing of saying, why? And he always said, I'll be ready for them. This is going to make you better. It'll get you in a position, give you an opportunity to go and meet some of the goals you have set. That was great to hear. But did this happen when he was dealing with Jalen? Did it happen when he was dealing with Tua? So let's kind of look at this situation and be open minded. Don't be just because you feel like that's the team you are and that's you're a fan of that can't nobody say anything about that. This is the same thing that's dealing with the next topic we're going to talk about at the Ohio State University with Urban Meyer. Everybody wants to, the fans want to say, well, he didn't do anything. He didn't break any law. But morally, we got to realize that we know something going on and it's been brought to our attention. Somehow we have to address, well, it is on our coaching staff. We definitely have to address it when it's dealing with our athletes. And as you know, if you're in public education, in a public institution, it has to be reported. And there's a chain of command where it has to be reported. He said he reported. But the question is still, Marley, why would you keep that person around? You know, you're talking about this 2018. This happened with the last situation in 2015, when there was some domestic violence. But recently, the reason it came to light where he was forced to fire this young man, Zach Smith, was because he violated the protection order. He trespassed. Well, God was a situation he knew, so he stepped over the line and had some issues. So the more the thing is, you knowing this is happening to Courtney Smith, and you knowing this putting this family in a bad situation, why keep him on? That's the discussion. They're in a 2-week window, which is 14 days, to decide whether or not what they'll do after they do their investigation. They can take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. A decision has to be made. I'm not going to say here or there how it should go. I want you to talk about it. So you can call in and share your thoughts, 347-857-4192. Again, I'm thanking each of those individuals that's watching, both on Instagram as well as on Facebook. So we appreciate it. I do my best to try to wave at you to let you know I appreciate you taking time to be with us on this show. We're very excited about having that opportunity. And I'll make a point and I'll send you some kind of information or send you a thank you for taking time to watch what we're doing here on Talking Sports Plus. We also want to look at the situation at the University of Maryland. As I stated earlier, you know, it is not a nice situation when we have a life taken when it didn't have to be, a life lost when it didn't have to be. We want to address it. We're going to talk about whether or not the head coach, DJ Durkin, should he be fired because of the toxic culture. If you, that if you've been into athletics, and I know I see several people that's on watching live from Facebook and Instagram, you've been around coaches. I coached some people that's right now on here. Sometime it was where you try to get the best out of that player. So some of these people that's on here coach after, you know, they're able to get an opportunity. So I'm seeing them coach as well. Whether or not, is it too toxic? If the culture gets too toxic, what do? It is getting out of hand to the point where some of the things going on in the University of Maryland where they have to continue to eat Snicker bars to, you know, till they just engulf them and just take over. And it's just not a good thing that was going on. So the question is going to be, should he be fired? Strength coach have already, Rick Court have already resigned. We got to address the situation with the athletic trainers. Did they do their job? You know, did they apply the right treatment, which we know they did. So the university has accepted the responsibility morally as well as to the point that legally they accept the responsibility of this young man died in their program. And is it the cultural? There's some things that the athletic director, Damon Evans, we know he's from the southeastern part of the United States, stated that, we might have to do some things different. So how many heads should roll? Who should be fired? The head coach should be fired. Athletic trainer should be fired. But they only pay administrative leave. So we're going to keep our eyes. So whatever thoughts you have about that, make sure you call in 347-857-4192. We also want to look at Alabama and Georgia in the Southeastern Conference. Yeah, we're talking historical black colleges and universities, but we're going to literally talk about some Power Six as well. That's Alabama and Georgia. Could it be a SEC collision course at the end of the year again? We're going to talk about it. We want your thoughts on it. We want you to kind of tell us exactly what you think should happen. Are there some other teams that are going to slip in there that's going to beat those teams and be in that situation instead of those two teams because everybody's projecting them to be in there? Give us your thoughts. We're looking forward to hearing from you. So take an opportunity. You can email me at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Tweet me. You can do that. You can tweet me at talkingsportplus with the number one or at Lorenza D. Smith. So, again, being excited. We ecstatic about being before you again. Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we will bring the show with the four co-hosts and have you to call in. But tonight we're doing something a little different. We do Instagram on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We do Facebook Live at night. We have a 30-minute segment on Talking Sports Plus on the Blog Talk Radio. So you can call in. So you have an opportunity to call in. We're also going to discuss the situation in North Carolina where 13 of the football players was suspended in some form. It was over a period of time for selling their Jordan sneakers. Now, some people said that was sneakers. It was their sneakers. It was given to them as a gift. They can do what they want. But they were suspended because the NCAA said they gave funding from there, and you can't sell those sneakers to get the funding. So we want to talk about that as well. We also want to talk about looking again at the historical black college and university. Your school, we want to know. There's been some projections. You had some preseason polls come out in regards to some of the teams that are going to be playing at a high level. You have North Carolina A&T who will be representing the historical black colleges and university against the Ohio Valley champion for the last 4 years, which is Jacksonville State here in Montgomery, Alabama, or in Montgomery, Alabama on the 25th, and it's called the Guardian Credit Union Classic or Bowl, or however you want to do it, preseason bowl. Kickoff, however you want to say it, and that'll be in Crampton Bowl. So we're going to kind of see that. You have Jacksonville State out of Jacksonville, Alabama, the Ohio Valley Conference, OVC. Then you have North Carolina A&T out of the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. That game's going to be going on. Then we have some other discussion about who we see in the historical black college level going to be very successful this year. We're going to look at all of the teams in the SWAC, and we're going to just pull out which one we think, and we're going to share some dialogue about it. We're going to look at the team in the MEAC. We're going to look at the team in the SIAC. We're going to look at the teams in the CIAA. So we're going to kind of take a look at those schools and see exactly, because football is here. We're talking about less than 2 weeks now. And everybody's excited because on Wednesday, we'll actually have high school, and some high schools are going to be playing this weekend, maybe in your area. If you're playing in there, call us and let us know. Let us know you're playing in your area. Your high school is playing in their first game. Not this weekend, next weekend. Regardless where you are in the southeastern part of the United States, make sure you call. You can have a call-in number. You'll be a part of the show. Or you can just call to our office number. That's 334-467-7261. Again, 334-467-7261. Share your thoughts. We want to know exactly what's going on in your area. We're also going to look at the coordinators at the University of Alabama. And we're going to look at them to the point where will they be proficient enough to help Alabama win another championship? They're inexperienced. Put it, they don't have that many years of experience being coordinators and at this level. And we want to actually see. Tell us your thoughts. Tell us exactly how you feel about that. Take an opportunity. Call in to the show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can call in now. You can call at 347-857-4192. And you can call and share your thoughts about that now. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to know exactly what's your thoughts in regards to the coordinators, which are brand new. Eventually catching up with the University of Alabama with coordinators changing just about every week or every 2 weeks. I'm just being a little sarcastic, but every year they're changing, or every 2 years they're changing in their coordinators. Will it affect their performance, where they can be proficient enough to win another championship or even get to the playoff? We also want to look at a little pro ball, too. We're going to look at Tiger Woods. Anybody watched this past weekend on the PGA Championship? And Tiger made a strong run to win his first major. However, he fell short. And all the talk about whether or not this was important for Tiger, it was good because he played second. All the other ones up until this point, he was just making the cut. If not, he was in the top 30, 31 finishers. Now he finished second. They say he closed. We won't have another major this year, but that will be a major starting up next year in the months of April. And I think they're going to be consecutive April, May, June, July. They have August where you have the PGA Championship. So you'll kind of see that. So we want to talk a little bit about Tiger Woods. What impact do Tiger have on sports? He still has the same impact he had 10 years ago. You know, a lot has happened since then. Is he remaking himself so he can perform at the level he was playing at before some of these things started occurring in his personal life and it affected his professional life? We also want to look at whether or not sports need Tiger. Do golf really need Tiger? Because the ratings went up like 58% this past weekend when Tiger was competing for the championship. So do we really need Tiger? And we want you to share your thoughts on that. 347-857-4192. And we're just so excited. We're down. You hear my recording? Let us know. We only had a 30-minute show, so we're about to close this out. We're going to talk a little bit about Melo. But we want you to join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and it's Talking Sports Plus. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus, Dr. Loretta D. Smith. My co-host will be joining me at 8 o'clock. Give us a call. We look forward to having an awesome show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So we just want to kind of close this thing out, both on Facebook as well as Instagram, and we want you to call in and share your thoughts. We're down about 50 seconds, so we want to kind of play some music to kind of end this thing up light. So please join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you can hear some house music. I love you. Baby, you're my love, my everything. You are my soul, the only thing.
can make me feel the way I do. Like I ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got a care in the world, cause I know I'm your man, you're my girl. They can say what they wanna say, cause I know it ain't gonna change a thing.
I'ma keep on you.
Oh, no question.
I'ma keep on you.
Baby, no doubt.
No matter what the situation is.
You, girl, is made to leave.
My friend,
my brain,
like my